With little more than a week to go before the Democratic National Convention begins in Boston, Senator John Kerry is both raising and spending money at a furious pace. The Kerry campaign raised about $182 million from March through June. Senator Kerry also outspent President George Bush in advertising throughout most of the summer. But the president still has more cash on hand, reportedly $216 million in May. That's the latest figure available. The president also has more time to spend that money before accepting his Republican nomination on September 2nd. Anthony Corrado is an expert on campaign finance. He's visiting fellow with the Brookings Institution and teaches government at Colby College. He joins us in our studios. Mr. Corrado, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to join you, Scott.
And let me get you to estimate the significance of the money Senator Kerry raised. We're told it's the most a Democratic candidate has ever raised. Is this just simply a function of the fact that it's more and more expensive to run for anything these days?
Well, it's a function of a couple of things. First, this is the first presidential race that we have seen where both nominees did not take the public money during the primaries and therefore are able to raise and spend as much money as they would like. Second, Kerry has really benefited from the attitudes in this country, the deep partisan divide between Democrats and Republicans, and the sense that this is a very close contest that has much at stake. And that's given a lot of people a motive to give. Third, he's really benefited from the internet. And about one out of every $3 John Kerry has raised so far, over $56 million, has come through his web portal. And that's really helped him because it's allowed a lot of $5, $10, $20 gifts to come to the campaign, which is really what made him so successful in the last 2 months.
Both the president and Senator Kerry have decided to take the public funding after the convention, which leaves them, both campaigns, with a significant amount of money that they can't touch. What happens to it?
What's most likely to happen is that the candidates will transfer that money to the party committees to use on their efforts during the federal elections this year. What's different this time is the parties can use that money in the presidential race, in large part because of the fact that they are going to be able not only to spend money in coordination with the candidates, which is the way it's always been done in the past, but now, as a result of court decisions and changes in the rules, this year the parties are going to probably pursue independent spending in support of their presidential candidates, which means they will not be limited to spending only $16 million, which is the limit on coordinated spending.
Theoretically, is a media campaign more important to a challenger than it is to the incumbent?
A media campaign generally is more important to the challenger because of the fact that the challenger is less well known. What strikes me about this campaign is that we've seen more advertising done in support of these two candidates than we have ever seen in a presidential election before, and it's still only July. So these two candidates are now fairly well known, and I think real world events, the state of the economy, the situation in Iraq, and the issues voters care about are going to be more important than television advertising from this point forward.
How much money does it take to run for president now?
Well, it certainly takes more than the amount that's allowed under the current presidential public funding guidelines and primaries. In fact, one of the prospects we face as we leave this election is what to do about the health of the presidential public funding system. Since the limits that were set for the primaries were set 30 years ago, they're no longer realistic. And unless we have some reform to beef up public funding, we're likely to see candidates in the future follow the route that Kerry and Bush have taken and play outside of the public funding restrictions and run campaigns with no limits on spending whatsoever.
Mr. Corrado, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Anthony Corrado teaches government at Colby College, and he's a fellow at the Brookings Institution.